But I couldn't resist this year giving the same title that I gave this chavurah 2 years ago, Man Malchi Rabbanon. So obviously a pun. Man Malchi, the Gemara says Man Malchi, who is, when we talk about a melech, Man Malchi, who's a melech? Rabbanon. The Rabbanim, those are the Malachim in Klal Yisrael. So 2 years ago, I put the same title on. I thought it was a cute pun. That's not why I put it on. Not because it was a cute pun. There's a story. I put it up in Beis Medrash, and some yo-yo decided, oh, he knows better. He knows it's really supposed to be Man Malchi Mem Lamed Chaf Yud, because that's really the Gemara says. Who's the Melech? He took an X and wrote on the Chavura with a Chaf. So they point out, there's a difference between a fool who's quiet, then it's only a Suffolk fool, and a fool who speaks, then you know he's a Badai fool. This guy, obviously, not only was he wrong in making the error, making the mistake, there was no error, he was a fool because he was Megala, he didn't even cop the joke. So, just for all of you that thought it was a mistake, and didn't write on the sign, I don't think it was written on this time, so, now just know that there was a Shluch of Bizayin for this guy, I don't know who the guy was, last time, just know his silliness lives on in infamy. It's Man Malchi, who does Malicha, we're talking about Hilchos Malicha, Rabbanon. Of course, it's an important part of smicha. Rabbanon, you have to know melicha. And this, although it's not one of the integral parts of basuchav and taruvos, this is the sugya in all of Shas from melicha. So if it's in the middle of Kel Basar, it's very kedai for us to spend some time on hilchos melicha. I'm not sure if it's a casual observation that I'm more prone to because my name is Shmuel, or actually true, but many of the important halachos in Chulin are said in the name of Shmuel. So Omer Shmuel, the Gemara says, and prof you dimot mon aleph, Amar Shmuel, right after the parentheses. Amar Shmuel, Ein habasar yotzi midei damo, el imkein mocho yafa yafa, umadicho yafa yafa. Meat cannot get rid of its dam until you do two things. You wash it off, you soak it, and you do melicha, you salt it. This is why many butcher shops, some still have, others used to have, signs that say all meat, soaked and salted. Those are the two things you need to do. You need to soak. We presume from Malicha you need two types of salting. Hadaka Rishona, two types of soaking. Hadaka Rishona, Hadaka Achrona, you need to soak meat or wash it off both prior to the Malicha in order to either get rid of surface dam or to make it more saltable. And then afterwards you have to wash off the Melach. And of course, between the soaking before and after, you have to do a Malicha. You have to actually salt the meat. And the purpose of salting the meat, we all know, is to get rid of the dam. But the Prima Dadim has a discussion in his beautiful Hakdama. Everything the Prima Dadim wrote is beautiful. In his Hakdama to Hilchos Malicha, to try to explore the nature of the Din of Malicha. Is Malicha, the Chi of Malicha, Din Daraisa or Din Rabbanon? What is this Din that you have to salt meat in order to make your kosher? Nowhere in the Torah does it say, Maloch Timloch, that you have to do Malicha on all Basar. So where does this Din come from? Zach the Prima Dadim, let's explore it. And he says, L'chora, you have to try to figure out what Isra are we trying to circumvent when we talk about Malicha. Isra Dam. So let's examine the Isra Dam and try to see, is the Isra Dam a Din D'Araisa or Din D'Rabbanon? And following the Prima Dadim's lead, we're going to do the same thing because one of the sugyas, he doesn't quote this directly, one of the major sugyas as far as what the nature of the Isra Dam is right here on our daf, Kuf Yudim Amad Aleph. Says the Gemara right before the Mishnah, Ibaylu, right before the first line where it gets wide, right before the Mishnah, Amr Shmuel, Dian Mishum Rebchia, Hashover Mefretasa Shabahima, Kod Mishnah Tetzei Nafsha, if you have an animal, which is in its death throes, that is, it already is shechted, halachically, it's dead. Machokas, if it's halachically dead, but Lamaisa, it still has some sort of movements, which seem to be lifelike that it's doing. So, if you hit it, in order to make it die quicker, you can't do that, because says Shmuel, you're making the meat heavier. That means if I sell a pound of flesh, Shakespeare's line, if I sell a pound of flesh, if I sell 1 pound of meat in the store, but I know that half that meat has so much dam in it, because the dam, usually dam is supposed to come out. When you shift an animal, what happens? A lot of dam comes out. When the knife severs the carotid and the jugular, not only the and the veshet, but also the artery and the vein that are right in the neck, a lot of dam comes out. Shrita usually brings out a lot of dam. The question is, if I, and the animal in his death throes, pushes out some dam, but if I, in the middle of my shechting the animal, after it's halachically shechted, I stop those death throes. What I'm doing really is making dam that should have come out stay in the meat. So says the Gemara, there's a problem. There's a din and mamonos problem. What's the problem? The problem is I'm selling a pound of flesh, a pound of meat, but in reality, is there a pound of meat in that pound? There's a lot of dam because the dam didn't go out. So when people think, obviously in Belosh and Me'adam, if people know there are other things in dam, there is some juice in meat. So when you buy meat, usually, you realize there's some moisture in meat. You want moisture in meat. There's some fat in meat. You want good fat. You want meat which is marbleized well. Those are good things. People understand when they buy a pound, it doesn't mean exactly a pound of meat. But they don't think that there's a pound which is half dam. So if you make the amount of dam more than normal, your dozos are brios.
After mincha, you have water. It's the same.
Ah, nachon. There's water, and after rotim it's water. Imayaha habasar b'li water as anachnu yilcholim lecholzeh. Yesh shama jerky. Yesh jerky. Baba just kosher. Yesh mochim jerky. If you want to really make the basar she afshelo yisher laharvez man. We want all those things, but if there's too much in the meat, too much dam in the meat, that's a problem. So that Mar says Dina Mamonos is a problem. And then Mavliya Dam Beivarim, you're making the dam stay in the Ivarim, and the ordinance is making the dam stay in the meat. So is the Dimar Ibailhu. Unclear. Heki Tamar. Machbadis of Basar Vidosa the Rios Mishum Mavliya Dam Beivarim. Hold the Shapir Dummy. Does that mean it's only a Dina Mamonos issue, in which case he is keeping the dam in the meat? If he decides he's going to keep this for his own Shabbos table, that's mutter. Is the only problem we're concerned with here Dina Mamonos? Or says the Gemara, Odilma, the Dei Nami Yasser, Teiku. For him it's also a problem. Why is it a problem for him as well? Rashi explains, because we're concerned, no. There's two problems. Number one is the Dina Mamonos problem. But number two, if a person has meat, there's a lot of dam in it, he's eating dam. Mela, that's a problem of eating dam. So the Gemara is not sure, and the Rishonim all say, when we have such a shayla, we're machmir. So we're machmir, you can't be shover mafrikas shabahima, number one, to sell it to another person, or even if you tell the person, or certainly if you keep it for yourself, it's still aser, because you're mavliya dam beivarim. There's too much dam in the meat, which doesn't come out. Nevertheless, the girsa in this Gemara is the subject of a very important debate between the Rishonim. Rashi's Doreis the way that we have it in the Gemara. Simple Dirsa. The concern is Machbanis Abasar Dozos Abrios. And it's clear from Rashi that there's something that I would have thought I could do, which is missing. What's noticeably lacking? What would be the simple answer in this Gemara? If I want to make this meat kosher for me to eat, what should be the thing that I should do to make the meat kosher? Do malicha. Do malicha. Why can't I do malicha? So l'chora, it's clear something very strange in Rashi. Rashi seems to say that we reject that out of hand. You can't even do malicha to this meat that has the mafretas broken. Who seems to disagree? So on the, if you use the fancy Gemaras, then it's, someone pointed out to me recently, fancy Gemaras has Masoras HaShas, and all the Hadros on the sides all put Masoras HaShas in the corner. So you sometimes miss them. But if you're lucky enough to remember to look for Masoras HaShas, or to use the old Gemaras, which have Masoras HaShas on the side, it says Mefurush in Os Gimel. I don't know if it's Os Gimel in the old Gemaras. Whatever, there's a, in the old Gemaras there's no Os, it just happens to be on the side. In the new Gemaras is Os Gimel. Dirs harif baharash is different. Everyone see where I am in the hadra, whatever madura you're using. What's their dirsa? Ibayluhu. Hoyov ivla dam be ivarim, mishari, lamechel mine buumtsa olo. The dirsa of the rif and the rush is not, am I allowed to eat this meat halacha maisa? The only question is, am I allowed to eat the meat buumtsa? What does umtsa mean? As a raw steak. When it's raw, that's the shayla the rif and the rush have. Is this worse than normal meat? That's what the Rif and the Rashi had, this word B'umtza. And before we get to explaining the Dursos, V'yeshchiot, Rabbi Shai Pitt continues, Mesoras HaShas, V'yeshchiot, Unyan Dina, Bene Dursos, Yen Beis Yosef, Simen Samach Zayin, Dimas Chal Shofer. Halach L'maisa, there's a Dursa which is not just an academic Dursa, it's a Machokas L'maisa between Rashi and the Rif. The Rajba over here, in the first source, in the source sheets, explains this Machokas between Rashi and the Rif. It's up the Rajba. Hashover Mefertos HaShobahima, everyone have seats, sheets? Chaim, hold in the back, you have a sheet? Okay, for those who don't, we have some F's here. Hashover Mafrikas Shobahima Let's see the Girsa of the Rashba, which is from the Rif. The Rashba throws in one extra word. Is he allowed to eat it himself when it's raw no matter what? Odilma, maybe not. He can't eat it raw. The Rif has a Girsa that we at first glance would have thought makes a lot more sense. The only debate in the Gemara, the only suffering in the Gemara is, are you allowed to eat it, b'umtza, meaning raw. And the Rashba explains, mashma, d'b'kadeira, ibay l'mecha minei b'melicha shaper d'me. If I want to have this meat salted and then cooked, of course that's mutter. We presume usually raw meat is not salted. Meat which is raw won't be salted because usually it's not so tasty. So if you're going to salt the meat, you're going to cook it. So the Rif is saying, the only question is, Rabbo saying the Gemara, are you allowed to eat the meat in its raw state, dahinu without melicha? And the Gemara is not sure if that's mutter or not. But obviously, says the Rif, it's davar pashut. If I want to do melicha to this meat, may I do melicha to this meat and eat it cooked? So the Rif, of course. The Rashi explains, again, if I want to eat it cooked, of course it's mutter. Even though there's dam in this extraordinary circumstance, even though it won't come out, it'll come out with melicha, so there's nothing to talk about. So the Rashba explains, the Rif has this simple girsa here. The Rif says, the whole question of the Gemara only is for what, Rav Osai? In the case of umtza, if I want to eat this meat without doing melicha. But if I want to do melicha, can I do melicha to this meat? Of course. So again, according to the Rif, the only discussion of this Gemara is, am I allowed to eat the meat raw? But if the meat is not raw, dahinu I do melicha, then I do bishul, is the meat mutter? For sure. But says the Rashi, Rashi doesn't have that girsa. The question only is, am I allowed to eat it or not for myself? Rashi holds that even if I do melicha, this shover mafrikas shabahim is always off limits. It's always aser, because it's not going to help. And for that we live fair. We didn't know what the answer is. So we're machmir. Comes out Rabosai, before we get back to our discussion, there's a major naftamina. If I have an animal which is in death throes, am I allowed to be shover its mafrikas or not? According to the Rif and the Rashba, what's the halacha? Yes, because most meat is eaten now, salted, soaked, and cooked. So there's no concern. As opposed to Rashi, Rashi says halacha l'maisa. You have to have, in every Rabashtan's plant, whatever shlita is being done, they have to know, you can't be shover ma'afrekta shabahema, because that's going to make the meat usur l'gamri, even melicha won't help. Me'el is up to Rashi, but according to Rashi, this is a line before the ellipsis. Right in the middle of the line. No matter what, you have to always make sure the animal does not die and then have its death hastened by shover mafretah shobahimah, because according to Rashi, there's no way to fix that meat. As opposed to according to the Rashba, once the meat is salted, then everything's mutter. That's one interesting situation. That doesn't come up that much. There's a very important naftamina that comes up more l'maisa from this machlokas Rashba, from the Rif and Rashi. What's the machlokas? The question is, everyone agrees something is aser. So according to Rashi, we understand what's aser, is that this dam is never going to come out. It's always aser. But according to the Rif, if the dam comes out through melicha, what's the problem? When I'm eating it raw, ora, what am I doing different than when I eat it cooked? When I do melicha, the Rif understands that if I do melicha, that's okay. But in this case, if I eat it raw, that's a problem. We're both saying, let's remove ourselves from this case for a second. There's machlokas between Rashi and the Rif, or Rashi and the Rashba. In one case, in all of Shas, as far as raw meat, if that raw meat is mutter or aser, according to the Rif, the raw meat is aser. According to the Rashi, even the cooked meat, which is salted, is aser. Very strange. It's klar, says the Rashba, klar says the Beis Yosef, that according to the Rif and the Rashba, What if this was raw meat stam that didn't have mafrekas broken? It's mutter. Because the only situation here is, in this case where I was shoving the mafrekas, do I say that there the dam is absorbed in such an extreme fashion that I can't take it out? But it's clear in the Rashba, clear in the Rif, that had I been able to have meat which was not, did not have mafrekas that was broken, it was just normal raw meat. What's the din there? Obviously, that meat is mutter. The only case, according to the Rif and the Rashba, where meat bu'umtza is aser, is if the meat bu'umtza was in this extreme situation. Then the question of the Gemara is not, we're not sure if maybe you can still be matzered or not. Maybe it's only a problem with Kosher Mishpat, maybe it's a problem in Yeridei as well. But it's clear from the Rif that in any situation of raw meat stam is raw meat mutter aser. Raw meat is mutter. Everyone hear this deal? Because the only question is here. But it's mavur from that and any other situation, meat which is b'umtza is mutter. Meidach, according to Rashi, that's not true. According to Rashi, we say that no. There's no right. According to Rashi, the situation was never discussing b'umtza. Rashi says b'umtza is always a problem in theory. Raw meat's always a problem. The question is even cooked meat. Maybe cooked meat's a problem, but Rashi says that raw meat is always going to be a problem because that's going to be an Israel's dam. So Machlokas on the books between the Rif, which is also depending on the Rashba, and Rashi, what then is with meat b'umtza? Does meat b'umtza need bishul, need malicha or not? According to Rashi, all meat is usher if it's going to be not salted, as opposed to according to the Rif and the Rash, no, any meat which is not salted is mutter, as long as it's not cooked, as long as it's totally fresh. B'umtza, right? So how do you know that it's usher? So let's see. That's part of our discussion. Zok the Rashba, I'll explain to you. Imkain, you know what? Then I have a lot of explaining to do. If I'm going to tell you that raw meat is always mutter, then what's the concern with shover mafrekas shobahema? Why is that a problem? Zok the Rashba, imkain a few b'umtza may usher. According to me, and the Rif that understands that any meat which is not cooked yet is mutter, then I feel umtza my aser. Why should be aser b'umtza? The dam to ha dam hivarm shalom pire shari. This is the most important line in the Rashba. The Rashba says, based on the Gemara Krisus that chafal from the base, dam hivarm shalom pire is mutter. When the Torah asers dam, what does the Torah mean to prohibit? Any dam which became dam, but dam which is still part of the circulatory system, absorbed inside the organs. Dam Ivarim Shalo Piresh is mutter. That's not dam. That's part of organs. And therefore, since that dam is not really dam, it's only an organ, this is not the Rashba, this is the way the Akron will explain. The story of the Rashba is that dam only has the status of dam once it leaves Lavir Ha'olam. But if dam is still inside the animal, it's no different than any other organ. In fact, we know that dam is the largest organ. That science classifies dam as an organ. So if dam is the largest organ, dam has the status of organ until it leaves. When it leaves, it becomes a new din of dam. But kolzman that it's in the meat, that's not dam. That's part of the meat, part of the organs. If it's meat, it's mutter. So Michael, according to your question, why does dam need a matir? It doesn't need a matir yet. The Rashba says, dam, evar mishlo piresh, is mutter. That's not dam. That's part of basar. And the question is, the Rashba is a problem. Before your question, the Rashba, what's the problem then, according to the Rashba? If dam, evar mishlo piresh, is mutter, what's the problem? Our Gemara. What's the difference in the case that you hit it? Shover mafrekas shobahema. Why should that be aser? Zok the Rashba. No, I have a new category. Zok the Rashba. Yishlomar. The b'shas hashchita dam eivar misnodeid mimkom alotzeis derech beis hashchita. As I shech the animal, the dam leaves whatever organ it was in and starts heading out. But the problem is, it's excited. It's about to come out. But when I break the mafrekas of the animal, hadam chozev nivel b'basar. What happens to the dam? It stops short. And now stops wherever it is and stays in the basar. So let's say this dam was dam from the klayos. Well, it was dam around the klayos part of the animal. Starts heading out through the reedin. It's about to leave. And all of a sudden, I'm shover mafrekas shabahema, so I stop the death throes in the middle. So now the dam stops wherever it is. And now that's stuck in the arm. Let's say in the four quarters of the animal. So it comes from the hindquarters, now it's stuck in the forequarters, and that's where it is. Zok the Rashba. Hadalei dam shapirish b'malkom zeh, nivah b'malkom zeh. It's dam, Evarim Shepiresh Mimakum Lamakum. Zok the Rashba. There's three categories. Dam Evarim Shepiresh is also. Dam Evarim Shalop Piresh is Mutter. Dam Evarim Shepiresh Mimakum Lamakum. If Dam Evarim left from one place in the animal to another place in the animal, Zok the Rashba, that's Dam. It already became Dam. It's only considered Basar if it's in its indigenous place, the place where it normally is. That's considered dam. But if it's going to leave somewhere else, that's not basar, that's dam. Melech of the Rashba, yes. Dami varim shelo piresh is mutter. Dami varim shepiresh is asr. Dami varim shepiresh b'makam olakam is also asr. That's the concern of Shomer Mefreches. Shomer Mefreches means that I'm going to move it from one place to the other. If it's going to move from one place to the other, that's the isser. Zok the Rashba, that's my concern. So according to the Rashba, we have a yesod. New Yisod, the Chiddush of the Rashba, the Dam Evarim Shepiresh, Mimakom Lamakom, is Aser. As opposed to Ora, according to Rashi, it would seem from here, what's the din of Dam Evarim Shalopiresh? Unclear. It could be Rashi, even Dam Evarim Shalopiresh, so Damri is going to be Aser. We don't know conclusively from Rashi one or the other, but it's clear from the Rashba two things. Dam Evarim Shepiresh, Mimakom Lamakom, is Aser. Is mutter.
Two questions. What's the what's the thing you're breaking? What's it? What is it?
Mefreches is the spine, the spinal cord.
And so that when what's exactly what's happening? You shift it, and then when you break.
So
the
halachically, the animal's dead. Whatever you hold about brain death in general, this animal halachically is considered dead. So once this animal's dead, lamaisa. But there's a normal process. The death throes, which halachically you're considered, that was machlokas, maybe Yosef and his brothers. Lamaisa. Once the animal's shechted, it's considered dead. But it's walking around, or it's just doing something which is going to cause more dam to come out.
I'm just saying, is it covering up something? Like, what happens with the... Is it covering
no,
up the
so the death throes push out the blood. But right. If I stop it, because I just hit it on the spine, then the death throes aren't there anymore, so the dam's going to stop wherever it was.
Okay, and also, how come you're classifying the Rashba as a third type of thing? That there's dam evarim, dam shepiresh, and dam shemoved. Why don't you just say that dam evarim literally means dam in the evarim? But if they move, why do you have to...
You're 100% right. According to what I've said so far, we only have two categories. We have dam evarim.
No, you have three.
Well, we have dam... I just said three, you said two. We have...
I'm sorry.
Right? Let's show Yisrael. Can you say it's three or two? We really have only two. We have dam evarim and dam, which is yotze. The Rashi understands dam evarim is if it's absorbed, and dam, which was yotze, is either if it's yotze l'chutz or it's yotze makom makom. Right. So either say, I said it's three because of Tosfos. And if you dive on if you have an interesting machokas, we'll see Rez Hashem, we'll zochet to see. The Gemara talks about if I shecht on Shabbos, Rachmanot on a person shechts on Shabbos. But it's b'shodir mezid, Rachmanot on however that happens. So the Rabbanon hold the meat is mutter. The question is, why is the meat mutter? Is of Tosfos. How do you eat the meat? There's no malicha. Zochos Yudalad Oman Aleph, in this very same Masechta, Benaz Ben Chavraya, Yudalad Oman Aleph, Benaz Ben, and here we'll see why we have the third Shita. So, Zochos was, Im Tomar, Hain Yochel Vamocha B'Shabbos, what about not doing Malicha? How can I do Malicha on Shabbos? This meat, Lamais, is off limits, even though technically it's now not part of animal anymore, it's also Malicha, there's no Malicha. Yeshlomar Tosfos says two teretzim. What's the first teretz? How can I have meat which is shechted on Shabbos? Yeshlomar, finish over a molcha. You're right, an echanami. That's what you call in Yeshivas of Ibershur Kasha. Come on. You did it. Whatever. That's a detail, Kasha. We don't care about that detail. And I see you did it. That's number one. Inami. Belo malicha nami shari b'umtza. Belo malicha, you're allowed to eat meat b'umtza. Totally roaming his mutter. Afadav deleka. And then Ryan Fischer says that is an issur of dam evarim. Hani mili zaptosus hechad pirish lachutz. When is dam evarim shapirish? Shelo pirish become a dam evarim shapirish? When does it cross the threshold from being lo pirish, which is mutter, to pirish? Zaptosus only lachutz. About kozman shelo pirish, as long as it doesn't leave legamri, that's mutter. Tosus is the third day. Zaptosus, I hold not like the Rashba, but first not like the Rashba. My opinion, says Tosfos, is that dam evarim shelo piresh is mutter as long as it's inside the animal. As long as it's not called the avir ha'olam, it's mutter. That's the third shita. So you're right, according to the Rashi, there's only two shitas, but Tosfos pushes the ballot all the way back to the third shita. So Tosfos, as long as it's not piresh lechutz, then still mutter lafutir from the Rashba. Tosfos brings raya. Where's his raya? From Arasudya. So Tosfos, one raya is from a Gemara that talks about Hayochin Kaveh and Eshol Nifla Damo. Tosfos understands what they do. There's one situation that the Gemara talks about. You had a Kaveh which has dam, and they put it in vinegar. What does the vinegar do? It seals it up. Seals up the dam that it doesn't leave lachutz. So Tosfos, as long as the dam doesn't leave lachutz, that's mutter damri. So that is the Machokas Tosfos and the Rashba. Everyone holds the Yesod. Dami from Shalom Piresh. So far, we said, everyone holds the Yesod. Dami from Shalom Piresh is Mutter. Dami from Shalom Piresh is Aser. The Tosfos and the Rashba have a major Machokas. What does it mean? Tosfos understands Dami from Shalom Piresh is Mutter because when it's in the animal. I don't care if it sloughs around through the whole animal from head to toe. I don't care. But the Rashba says, no. If it leaves the place that it belongs and goes somewhere else, it's going to be Aser.
One of the cases that he brings is a proof of the vinegar with the kaved,
right? Yeah,
and that it's inside the organ itself. Wouldn't that be a proof that lechutz means lechutz of the organ, and not of the body of the animal?
No, so lechora it
how
could
you,
even be
how do you prove
even
it's
if
the
leaves,
animal.
It's not so. So Tosfos continues. It's Kvarim Tosfos. We'll get to one other raya from Tosfos, but it could be even within one place of the organ to another place in the organ is going to be enough. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean from one organ to another. I mean, wherever it is.
He says that in here.
So Tosfos continues. Let's get to the next raya. What's the next raya? Raya from our Gemara. Jeremy, you had a question?
So the Rashi would have to say Piresh Mutter.
For sure, yeah, well that's, we're simplifying. When we say the place the blood belongs, if a person, if an animal has blood in one place, that's a big problem. The animal's going to die. It's a plot. So obviously it means where it was when it died, is that's its place. And then any place afterwards is going to be Mutter. Right? It doesn't mean, or else all dam should be also, because all dam moves around. Right, we presume it's only extra. Right, that's when it's going to be done. So now, Zoptosus, a raya, another raya. We saw in the Gemara by us. The Gemara says, "Atuf Yudbezim and Aleph." A few different situations with making shawarma. The beidudi, you have meat which is being nitzla, and you try to catch some of the gravy. And the Gemara talks about a memra. Amar of Nachman, Amar, by the way, Amar Shmuel. I don't think it's just me. Shmuel, the head of Amara was all over Dir Nashim Kol Basar. Kitar Shechata Lav Basar, Asur La'Ochla. If you have a kitar, which you have meat which is nitzle, and I decide, I think last night for Yeshua's in Esmestrim, they had chicken teriyaki from Golan Heights. Pretty good deal. So if you instead of having chicken teriyaki, you have shawarma. Shawarma, which was roasted. Now we know that all meat which is commercially sold nowadays is salted before being roasted. But halacha is to be passed that you don't need to salt any meat which is roasted. So let's say they took the shawarma from meat which was raw, they just roasted it without having to do malicha at all. And now I take that and I put it on a lafa. But I decide the pieces of shawarma are too big on the lafa, so I decide I want to cut them. So the Gemara says, Amr Shmuel, if I have meat which is roasted and then I cut on a loaf of bread, that loaf of bread is usher. The Gemara does certain kolam, it's only usher in certain situations, but fundamentally the Gemara says that meat which is roasted and then I cut bread on it, that meat is usher in certain situations. The Gemara, and Rashi concern says on Tufi Beis Man Aleph, Dira Maschil, usher u'alcha, second wide line in Rashi. What's the reason it's usher u'alcha? Mipnei, shadam yotzei v'nivrabo. What happens? The dam leaves the meat, which was nitzle, and goes out into the pizza. Rashi understands l'chora. The concern is real dam. Memela, Rashi understands l'chufi beizam and beiz when the Gemara says that it's only concerned with meat, which is nitzle, and four lines from the top on l'chufi beizam and beiz, the Gemara says, Shani hasem da'adav duchot satina pullet. What happens? In that case, we're concerned the pressure of the knife, duchot satina, is going to push dam out from the shawarma onto the lafa. What's the concern there? Rashi understands. The concern is real dam. That is, Rashi says, l'chora, Rashi is going to say, that calls man that meat is nitzla without being cut. What's the din of the meat? The meat is mutter. Why is the meat mutter? There's dam in it. How do I know there's dam in it? Because the Gemara says, once I have it on a lafa, and I cut the meat on a lafa, the duchad satin is going to bring the dam out onto the lafa. So it's quite clear there's dam stuck in that piece of meat which is nitzla. There's real dam there. Rashi said before, it's real dam. Real dam. There's real dam. What's the thing with the real dam? Am I allowed to eat meat, that shawarma if I don't cut it? Yes, I'm allowed to eat the shawarma. Ah, if I cut it, there's going to be dam that's going to come out onto the lafa. Do I care? Why don't I care? That's dami varim shlo pirish. Even though it's pirish makam alakam, the tzli made it move all over the place. Dam evarim shlo pirish is mutter, even if it's pirish makam alakam. Rashi is going to understand that in that case, that dam, which was in the tzli, which lamaisa comes out on the bread if I cut it on bread, that's real dam, but it's still mutter if I eat the bread without, if I eat the meat without cutting it. That's dam evarim shlo pirish, even though it's pirish makam alakam, is going to be mutter. Who says this mefurish? Tos on Yudal and Aleph. That Tos that we just saw says mefurish, brings a raya from our, from that case. On Kufi Beis and Beis, Kufi Beis and Aleph and Beis, that we see that tzli could have dam in it, which is why if I cut the meat on a pizza and I bring out some red juice, that pizza is going to be usser, because there's red juice which is dam, but tos on that I don't cut the piece of meat and get out the red juice, that's mutter, because that's dami vermishlo pirish, even though it's pirish makam makam. Tosos shitoso. So Rashi Uchara holds like Tosos. It says that that's the concern there is real dam. Who disagrees, Rabosai? The Rajba. The Rajba there says, on Kufi Beis and Beis, let's see, that's the next source in the source sheet here. Zuck the Rajba. Quoting the Ravid. In the bold. V'tir tuzal. That Shmuel Grufek she'asar lo asar el mishamaris ayin. The whole situation there was that totally different situation. The Rashba argues in the Matthias. The Rashba understands L'chora. Whenever dam, whenever meat is roasted, there is no dam left. Now, the only concern there of Shmuel of having red juice on your pizza was the concern of Maris Ayin. But there's no dam. Why does the Rashba have to say there's no dam there, Abosai? Because the Rashba understands that had there been dam, dam in Varma Shalom Piresh, even its Piresh Malcolm Malcolm is Aser. So the Rashba, its strength is its weakness. The Rashba can't understand that there's going to be an Isser of Dam there, which the Tzli takes care of, because that Isser, because if there's any Dam there that Tzli takes care of, then that means if there's still Dam left inside to go on the pizza, then that means when you eat in Tzli, you're eating Dam, and Dam of Ramashalo Piresh is going to be also turned to the Rashba. But Tosa understands that no. Tosa says, no, there's nothing to talk about here. Dam of Ramashalo Piresh, even though it's Piresh Makam Makam, is going to be Mutter. So Tosa brings right from that Gemara and Kufi Beis that talks about Tzli. If I do tzli, and I have the juice go onto a pizza, that juice is supposed to be dam. The pizza's a problem. But tells me the juice doesn't come out, that's mutter. That's dami from a shalop piresh. Even though it's piresh malcham malcham, possibly. The Rajba l'chora can't say that, because the Rajba understands that, no, had it been true there's any dam left in the tzli, that's dami varim shalop piresh, but piresh malcham malcham, it's going to be us. I have to reinterpret the whole Gemara to only talk about Maris Ayin, which means technically there's no dam left in the tzli. Or, because if there had been dam left, it would be a major problem. Same Makol, because Rashman Tosos again, with Shitasim.
In this case,
we've had
the
roasted meat, so saying it's like
pushes it out to the bread.
It's a good question, right. It seems like Sakin must be somehow different from Metzius.
That would be good from our sign argument.
Yes, correct, 100%. It's a good question. Who disagrees, Rabbi Osai? Does Tosafot have to learn the Gemara like Rashi does? No, Tosafot could even learn like, he could out-Rash with the Rashi l'chora. Oh, unclear. In theory, Tosafot could understand that the Umtza is mutter. The problem just is, then what's the case of Shavar Mafrekas? The only way we can say Shavar Mafrekas is going to be a problem is because we hold Dami Vrem Shapir, Shemakam Vakam is a problem. But if Tosafot is that even that's not a problem, so he can't learn like the Rashi, because then what's the problem with Shavar Mafrekas? That's red your raw meat. Yeah, right, which goes very well. Because Rashi holds Atufi Beis like Tosus, and Rashi holds Atufi Dima like Tosus L'chora. Correct. Who breaks all barriers here? The Rambam. Rambam thinks that everything is Usser. Zap the Rajba, Zap the Rambam in the next source. Hervav Yud Beis Machal Susurus. Harot Zalecha Basar Chai Mochal Yafa Yafa Medichal Yafa Yafa. Raw meat. Again, so Rabbi said we had a Machal because raw meat. According to the Rajba, raw meat is Mutter. But there's a problem of Pirish Malcham Malcham. According to Tosos, raw meat's mutter udamri, because even Pirish Malcham Malcham is going to be mutter. So after Rambam, everything is off. If I want to eat raw meat, what do I do? Malcha yotha yotha medicha yotha yotha vakach yochal. I have to do malicha, even to raw meat. The Rambam, there's one thing I can do. If I want to have raw meat instead of doing malicha, you know what else I can do? I can drop it in vinegar. Because dropping it in vinegar seals off all the archaea dam, all the blood vessels that might give off dam get sealed off by dropping it in vinegar. Strange Rambam. Zok the Raivid in the Hasavos. What's the chayin tzarech malicha? Dami v'ramish lapirish mutter. What do you mean, Rambam? Raw meat? Raw meat is dami v'ramish lapirish, which is rabosai mutter. We had a machokas, Rajba, and Tosas, if it's lapirish, l'damri only lapirish a little bit. But malcham is going to be worse. But everyone agrees that raw meat is mutter. Zok the Rambam. No. I understand that raw meat is usser. If you want to eat raw meat, there's two things you can do. If you want to have meat sushi, you have to either salt the meat, or put it in vinegar. You have to chalita, and that's going to seal off the Archei Adam.
What is doing chalita with the vinegar help
the brain? Oh, as if the test of mission, the next source, which is also in Beis Yosef, I don't understand. If you know that Daim Ramishal Apirish is Aser, what's the Chalita of the Tez Mishnah? L'char, you have to understand, even the Rambam understands that to an extent, Daim Ramishal Apirish is sometimes Mutter. What's the difference, L'char? You have to be a fortune teller. So after Rambam, you're right. Dam from a shlo pirish is aser, as long as it's inside the origin, that's considered dam. Only when's up the Beis Yosef? Imu roi lefrosh. Avo shechol to bechomets, mitzmas tamis, v'shub in a roi lefrosh, v'shub machi shari. The Rambam, you can guarantee that never ever, under any circumstance, will this meat ever give off the dam, that's mutter. So the Rambam fundamentally holds that dam from a shlo pirish is mutter also. But he has a different understanding of what it means, Dami Ramishal Pirish. It doesn't mean that didn't leave yet. The Rambam says anything which could in theory leave is a problem. So I have to seal up the Archei Adam. If I seal it up, then it's Mutter. So as opposed to the Rajba and the Tosfos understand that no, as long as now it's still inside, it doesn't have a Shem Dam, it's Mutter. The Rambam understands that it doesn't have a Shem Dam unless you can guarantee it won't come out. If you can guarantee that now it's cauterized, it won't come out, that's Mutter, that's not considered Dam altogether. Let's hold it for your question, Jeremy, so we can finish off the Chabura. And the Beis Yosef explains, we're not going to read the whole Beis Yosef now, the Beis Yosef explains, L'chora, that the Rambam turned things around. The Rambam had the Girsa of Rashi. And the Rambam Rambam was Doris the Girsa of the Rif, which was that B'umtza is Mutter. But we saw the Girsa of the Rif, he understood that B'umtza is Mutter in all situations. Any normal meat which is raw is Mutter. The Rambam thought that was preposterous. It couldn't be that normal meat which is raw is Mutter. I mean, the Rif understood, the only question was Shavar Mefrekes is a problem. But barring Shavar Mefrekes, any raw meat is Mutter. The Rambam says, no, I have your Girsa Rif. Makes sense. The Rambam and the Rif had the same Girsa usually. That the idea is B'umtza is Mutter, but the Rambam said it's absurd to say that any meat which is raw is Mutter Udamri. So the Rambam invented his own Kula. As opposed to the Rift said, any which is raw is Mutter Udamri. The Rambam says, no, I hold only Mutter when? You do Chalita. The Rambam needs to have a situation with Chalita to make them eat Mutter. Because the Dirsa is like the Rashba and the Rift that B'umsa is Mutter, but the Rambam thought, to say B'umsa Stam is Mutter is too ridiculous, you have to say it means B'umsa with the Chalita. Well, Maisa, three Machokas. According to the Tosos, Dan from Shalom Pirish is always Mutter, even Pirish Machum Machum. According to the Rashba, it's only Mutter if what? It's not Pirish Machum Machum. And because the Rambam, it's only Mutter if you can guarantee it won't come out altogether. So everyone does agree, that's what you could say is two categories also. Everyone agrees fundamentally, well, Pirish is going to be Mutter, and Pirish is also. The question is, where do you draw the line between those categories? So, before we get back to the Prima Dadman's question as far as what's the nature of Malicha Bizman Azeb, Malicha altogether, there's one other Machokas we have to see. Machokas on Kuf Tesem and Aleph between Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Halev, Koro, Umotzi es Damo. You have to break its heart. Make a kosher animal, you have to break its heart, so you have to totally rip the leg. Now let's just hold up any questions so we can finish up. So, Zakt Rashi, what does it mean, Halev, Koro, Umotzi es Damo? You have to rip the heart open in order to make it mutter. The Mishnah says, but don't want, well, Koro, and over, if you don't rip its heart, it's still mutter. Zakt Rashi, what does it mean? There's no kares, and the Rashi tells the Gemara, Maseches Priest, Mutamo Belief Oath. There's no kazayas. It's such a little chicken heart. It's so small, there's no kazayas, therefore there's no... It's a kares. You know, for kares you need a kazayas, there's no shir kazayas. So the Tosus, Halev, Triftetz Mad Aleph, Hershon Kuntris, Meseptus Priestus, Mutu Labelev, Ophnim Adon Kazayas, Alem Mechayiv Karius, and Motaro Akabi Shulab. L'chari, Rashi is telling us from the Dvarim Priestus that when do we say Halev, Paro Mutu Dama, Lotaro in Overlove? That if you didn't rip it, you're going to be still Nachayiv Karius, only Halev Oph, Zopt Rashi. So Tosus, Rashi, you're wrong. Why are you wrong? Because Volkaro means you didn't rip it, instead you did Bishul. So Tosus, we know Dam Shebishul is Mutter. Dam Shebishul is also Midrabanan, but Tosus holds that Dam Shebishul is Mutter Midaraisa. The only Dam that's going to be Bukharis is Dam Shebishul. But Dam Shebishul is only also Midrabanan. So Tosus, Rashi, you're wrong. It can't be that Halev, Karo, Motsi, Dam, Volkaro ain't overloved. If you didn't rip it, you're going to still be in the clear. If it's Dam Oph only. So Tosus, even if it's Behema, if I have a huge wave, an elephant heart, aside from the Isser Nevela, the Isser of Trefa, Trefa in the Yiddish sense. If I have a animal, whatever animal which is going to be having a very big heart, giraffe, let's say, giraffe is a kosher animal, so I take a giraffe heart and I cook it, so Tosus, even though there's many chazesim there, I'm still not Ivor Olov. Why not? Because there's no concern in that situation. Dam Shebishlo. Tosus understands Dam Shebishlo is Mutter midaraisa, only us midrabanan. But Rashi understood that the only way to say that ain't over love is lev oaf. It means Rashi would understand lechor. If I take a giraffe heart and I cook it, then I eat the dam. It's a chi of karis. Rashi understands dam shebishlo is still over love midaraisa. It's still chi of karis. Only Tosus. It's a bid you so you can never be brainwashed by Tosus. How Rashi would understand something? Tosus understands that dam shebishlo is mutter. Rashi understands dam shebishlo is aser midaraisa. Not only is it Rashi. It's always good to buttress one Rishon if you're saying he's arguing with another Rishon with the third Rishon. The Rama, first. The Rama in the next source says, Halei ben sli ben kdera karo mozi yaz damo. Vachach mocho. You have to do kriya. Vim bisho halei. Vlo karo karo lacha bisho bisho mutter. Vim lo karo, what if you don't do kriya? Vlo ocho, if you did not do kriya to the leiv and you eat it, eno chayv alav kareis, vamed vam rum leiv of, shin bo kareis zayis dam. When do we say there's no chi of karis after you cooked it? Believe off, there's no kazayis. Avom haya leiv behema chay of karis. Shrei yishbo kazayis midam shemusoka leiv. If you have leiv behema that you do not do kriya on, you eat it, even after Bishul says the Rambam Mefurish. Mefurish Rambam Yerchayiv. Rambam clearly understands dam shebishul is going to be chayiv. So Machokas, Tosus, and Adenth Rashi and the Rambam, if the din of Dam Shebishlo is a din deraisa or a din derabanan. Rashi understands that it's asur midaraisa, and Tosus understands that it's going to be a din derabanan. And according to these two yesodos, we now have what the Prima Dadam says, Bekitzer, halacha maisa, what the din is as far as melicha. Do we need to do melicha? Is that a din deraisa, din derabanan? The answer, of course, is depends. What are you eating? Are you eating raw meat? If you're eating raw meat, that's machalkas between the Rambam and other Rishonim. The Rambam understands that if you are eating raw meat, is there a chiyuv melicha midaraisa? Yes. And again, chiyuv melicha doesn't mean you have a chiyuv to do melicha midaraisa. It means you have a chiyuv to make sure you can't eat the dam. Maybe the only way to not eat the dam is the melicha or something else. So you have to do melicha. But the issue we're trying to circumvent is an issur deraisa. According to the Rambam, even by raw meat, it's an issur deraisa. According to the Rashba, it depends if it's a situation where dam yivarim shapirish makom. And according to Tosus, all raw meat is always mutter. There's no concern bichlal. What about cooked meat? Most meat is cooked. That's what the Prima Dadam points out. L'chora, most situations of meat that we're eating with zanazeh are cooked. Even if it would be dripping with dam, it's dam shebishlo. So l'chora, according to Rov Rishonim, dam shebishlo is going to be aser midrabanan, Tosus says. So according to those Rishonim, the whole chi of melicha is only drabanan. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, chi of melicha is going to be deraisa. Because if I would eat that meat without melicha, even though it's cooked, that's a mission deraisa of achilas dam. In certain situations, as I said, Prima Dadam. So it comes out, according to Prima Dadam, is Belicha Deraisa Derabanan? Depends what issue you're going to be facing. If it's raw machokas and it's going to be cooked, there's also machokas as well. They point out in the Hakdama of the Prima Dadam, so in the red Machon Yushalayim, the beautiful Hilchos Shulchan Aruch, 2 years there together, Hilchos Melicha, the Prima Dadam's Hakdama, they have a Ha'ara, they point out that the Sefer Chinuch sounds like this Prima Dadam. Sefer Chinuch says in the next source, Dama Bugua Bishara Basar, dam which is absorbed in meat, shenikra dam shenidam yivarim, kazman shalop hirish mutter, lechol basar ima dam below besalcho, dam shalop hirish is mutter, shosu dam front, kibasar nechshev, that dam is considered basar, like I explained the Achron explained in the Rajba. Once dam does not leave, it's still considered basar. Kazman shalop hirish mena basar, as long as it doesn't separate from the basar. Chivu chacham im lotzi menu adam, Chazal said there's a chiyuv to take out dam. Chaviyu chachamim is a din de rabbanan take out dam, it sounds like. So there sounds like Sefer Chinuch's understanding that voti menu dam, shi parish misocho, yotzu usocho marach mevishul. That the Sefer Chinuch addresses both points that we were talking about. Number one, if it's raw, in reality, it's mutter. And even if it's cooked, it sounds like, Sefer Chinuch says, if it's cooked, who said there's a chiyuv to do salting? Only chiyuv chachamim, din de rabbanan. Why is it din de rabbanan? Because this meat is already mevushal. Once the meat's mevushal, so dam shebishul is only as midrabanan. It's chazal that tells the chiyuv of midrabanan, not in the raisa. Pashtus, this is also the intent of the Rashbam. Which Rashbam? Rashbam in the Rush, in Siman Lamed Zayin. The Rashba, the Rashbam is quoted in the Rush, in our parak, Siman Lamed Zayin. All those that have a rush with them, all those that don't have a, that have a gemara with them should look in the rush. All those that don't have a gemara should bring a gemara. The rush says, now here I'm not sure how the Tzuras Adaf is. There's a rush, but this is in middle of Siman Lamed Zayin. I have it as six lines down from the top of the second column. Rush Bam Nishal Olav Rezeh. In the old, anyone that's using the standard print, you have in the second. This is on Kufman Bays in the rush. Patron Bays in the rush. I don't know if the pagination is the same. Well, I said it's the Rush of Siman Lamed, Perek Holobas of Siman Lamed Zayin. The Rush quotes the Rashbam. Everyone see? You have the fancy schmancy Gemara. So, Rashbam. In Lamed Zayin, let's a little further in Lamed Zayin. Let's see. Somewhere in the middle of Lamed Zayin in this fancy print.
It's by the Mem and the
Mem and the Nayantif. That's good. Very good. See the Mem and the Nayantif? It is. That's an offering. So it's Rashbam and Nishal. Everyone see it? Rashbam and Nishal. The Razeh. The Rashbam was bothered. Someone asked the Rashbam in Shir one day, Rabbi, I don't understand. Whenever we did Hilchos Melicha, the problem is whenever we do Hilchos Melicha, the same question Tosfos asks. Whenever we do Hilchos Melicha, sometimes the Basar is not even. The basar sometimes has holes in it. In those holes, there's tons of red juice. So we do melicha, we have tons of red juice left in the basar. How can we eat that? Isn't that dam? The Rashbam nishol darizeh, the heishiv, kevan the dam ivarim drabanan, ein latriach yosem yidai. Since dam ivarim is only drabanan, don't worry about it. Atan, said the Rashbam, zok the rush, three lines later, this is right after the nun in the Madani Yantif. Masheita ba mishma dami from the Rabbanan halesa. That's the Rashba, I don't understand. Hakram the Shapirish, a few asa Rabbanan less bay. Ach Shapirish, asa midaraisa. So after the Rush, I don't understand, what does the Rashba mean? Dami from Shalop Piresh is Mutu Adamri. Once it's Piresh, that's asa midaraisa. What does the Rashba mean? There's an asa Rabbanan. Half of the Rashba said there's only an asa Rabbanan. So what's the Pasha Teretz to the Rashba, Rabbosai? What does Rashbam mean? What's the Pashat Teretz?
When you cook it?
You cooked it! Rashbam means halach l'maisa. You're doing it for cooking. Since you're going to cook it, that's not going to be a problem. It's only Rabbanan. Chazal, Hemamru. Since they said Dam Shebishul is going to be Yasser, so they only said it. So do the best you can. There's no Isser Deraisa anymore, because the Rashbam is saying after you cook it. It doesn't mean now. That's the Pashat in the Rashbam. Well, before your question, Jeremy, one major important Rabbosai, very, very important Mar Malkum, is one other source as far as Melicha, the case of Dadim. They're right up to the Dadim. If I salt Dadim because I want to make herring, that's not halachic thing. That's just Stam. I want to salt Dadim. And I admit that I have to salt because I have to salt it for halacha. So I put them together in the same barrel. I want to make herring and salted meat. The Gemara says there's a big problem because the Dadim are going to be Balea the Dam and not going to give it off. Zap the Ran, a Memalaf Mabeis in the Ran. I don't understand. Zap the Ran, what's the simple solution? I salted Dadim with meat. Now I have dog and then I have dam in them. What would be the simple solution, Rabbi? How do I make something with meat, in something with which has dam inside it, kosher again? What do I do?
Salt it.
So after the Ran, I don't understand. Why is there a problem with having meat, which has dam? Why can that be ameliorated with having melach? But dogim that I salt with meat that now absorbs the dam, I can't hit the dam out with melach. Just salt the fish. Shouldn't be worse than meat itself. It's up to round three answers. This is on Memalaf and Beis at the bottom. You must have done from the official Mochan Zemzeh. Zupt the Ran. Midamrinan, this is three lines from the bottom. Midamrinan, Asurin Stama, Mashad Asurin Ludamri, Vilesli Tanhad Mamlicha. There's no Tachana, you can't do anything about it. So Zupt the Ran, three to Ritzim as to why I can't salt the fish to get rid of the dam. Hiltach Vada, I strip in a few words. Ein malicha ba el hotzi hadam shal pnei abasar v'samachlo. So the Ran first teretz is dam does not all come out with malicha. Only some dam comes out with malicha. The rest of the dam stays in. Meila. He then comes to the Rambam that we saw that says that you can do chalita. Second line in the Ran. Apichin tzarich lemochok deyish sheyetzei hadam shal shetach abasar v'samachlo. All I have to malicha for is the dam which is superficially there. But the problem is, Chazal said, or we say that, when does malicha help? For that case, if all malicha does is get rid of the meat, the dam which is on the superficial part of the meat, that's going to help for melach, for dam, for basar. Melach to basar. Since the basar had dam, there's a lot of dam, Chazal said, our concern only is the meat, the damage is going to come out. But Zupt the Ran, if I have damage came out from a piece of meat, that all that dam is treif, and goes into dagim, that's a problem. Meaning, the Rambam understands, which is the first eretz in the Ran, there's a difference between dam which could come out and dam which can't come out. If dam doesn't come out, we pointed out according to the Rambam, what's the deal? If I seal that dam is mutter. That dam is mutter, so that's why I can do malicha. I only get rid of the superficial dam. The rest of the dam is sealed in, according to the Rambam. But if I have dam that comes out and goes into Dagim, all that dam is treif dam. But that's going to go into the depths of the Dagim, and now that I salt it, all that dam come out? No. If it doesn't come out in the first piece of meat, I don't care, because then once I seal it in, it's okay. But in the Dagim, it's all dam, it's going to be also. That's the first answer in the Ran. Second answer in the Ran is up the Ran. Ein tvaran zunachona. Last wide line in Mevezim and Aleph in the Ran, he says, I don't like the Svara. And Zup the Ran, it's not true. Metzias has to be Lachar Zup the Ran in the second Teretz. All Dam leaves with Malicha. Metzias. Zup the Ran, I think, all Dam does leave. Well, nice, all Dam leaves with Malicha. Chazal understood that anything else that's left is not considered Dam. And then, so according to that, the Ran says, I don't have a teretz as to why does it I can't salt the dagim. But lechora, the Ran is advancing one svara that dam does not all come out with malicha, and says the Rambam is wrong. All dam does come out with malicha. Everything else that's left is mocha ba'alma. It looks like blood, but it's not blood. But Odner Ali says the Rambam in the third teretz, third yisod. So first yisod is the Rambam that understands that dam does not all come out. Second yisod, the Ran says that's not true. All dam does come out. Then the Ran says, what's shot in the Dodgim? Odinir leaves up the Ran. Shalor Rotzucham Mulhakmer Bedavar Tolkach. Kevin Shetaimon Dam Shemocho Eno Over Love. So up the Ran. According to that, I'll tell you, what's shot in the din of Malicha? In reality, the Malicha gets rid of all the Dam. Nevertheless, by the Dodgim, it's not going to help. Because Zupt the Ran, I'm really not sure. I don't think the Rambam's right that a lot of the dam is left. Must be that some of the dam, that the dam comes out. But Zupt the Ran, I'm not sure if all the dam comes out or not. Two options, Zupt the Ran. One option is all the dam actually does come out. Option number two is that, no, not all the dam comes out. Why is the rest of the dam mutter? Because just like we saw dam shebishlo is mutter, Zupt the Ran, I have another chap. All dam that is dam shemocho is also mutter. So if there's dam that comes out, it's out. If there's dam that stays in, there's dam shemocho. And that dam is mutter because it's dam shemocho. So there's 3 days in the Ran, it's what Malicha does. The first day is the Rambam's day, which the Ran rejects, that dam only the superficial dam comes out, only the surface dam. The second yisod in the Ran is the Ran says, no, all dam comes out. And the third yisod the Ran says, I'm not sure, could be not all the dam comes out, and the rest that's mutter is only dam shemocho. And it could be that that's shot in the Rashbam as well. When the Rashbam says, Zeb, hold up on your question. When the Rashbam says that dam is only drabanan, he doesn't mean dam shebishul. He means, yeah, if you do melicha, it's dam shemocho. It's only drabanan, and Chazal said, you do the best you can. Anything more that you do is going to be mutter. So it's 3 days, a very important day is looking the Ran well, try to understand what 3 days in the Ran are as far as melicha. But there's a famous story from the Rav. The Rav understood, Luchara, as Rosh Hashanah points out, how can it be that dam can all come out with melicha? I have a huge piece of meat, and I put salt on one side, and then all the dam comes out. How you talking? So the Rav said, Luchara, in his own inimitable way, I never heard mipiv, but you can imagine the Rav say, Nain, no, melicha is a matir. Melicha is a matir. It is matir in his absent, that melicha, once melicha is done, it's all of a sudden matir the dam. What does that mean? Once melicha is done, even if all the dam is left, I don't care. Rabosai, miyamai lo hevanti devar of hakadoshim. I never know what that means. What does it mean that melicha is a matir? If the Torah says there's a chiyuv to do something, we can call that a matir. The Torah says you have to do something. I don't care whether it accomplished the chalos you wanted or not. That's a matir. Matir means you did it. You don't went to the mikvah. Whether you're clean or not is irrelevant. The Torah says now you're a tovil. You're tahor. The Torah accomplishes the chalos. But there's no mitzvah in the Torah to melicha. The concern is that there's dam here. So that means you have to get rid of the dam. So how can you say that melicha is a matir? What does that mean? Lamaisa, the Torah never said do melicha. The Torah said you can't eat dam. If I don't know that all the dam is out, I'm still in trouble. That's the famous pshat of the Rav. The Rav said melicha is a matir. It's a matir. It means even though not all the dam comes out, it's still mutter. I never understood the Rav. If anyone understands it, please explain it to me. But the closest thing we have to that are these 3 days in the Ran. The Rambam understands that melicha doesn't all get rid of the dam, but then you have to leave it inside because that's not a din and matir. That means it still stays in. The Ran then says maybe all the dam does come out. Then says maybe no, maybe not all the dam comes out, but it's considered dam shemocho. None of those are saying it's a matir. All those are saying something deeper, that it's going to be mutter because I was able to accomplish what I was supposed to accomplish. The Gemara on Tufyud Gimel Amud Aleph then continues on to the Mishnah. Just a ha'ara, the Mishnah, very important ha'ara, very, very important. The Mishnah says, "Basar beim tahara, v'chol beim tahara aser, v'vashav aser b'hana." Then the Mishnah continues, "Rutiv omer chayiv of inam tahara." Rutiv and Rabbi Yossi understand that chayiv of are mutter. There's no iser of los v'shel chaya v'chalayiv imal. It's only din in los v'shel gadi v'chalayiv imal. So chayiv of inam tahara. The question is, who disagrees? Does anyone disagree with this opinion that chayiv of inam tahara? Do we presume that if you cook chicken in chalav, are you in violation of a biblical prohibition or a rabbinic prohibition? So according to the Mishnah, in fact, we have the little chaf by Rutiva, chayiv of inam tahara. We presume it's drabanan. Does anyone disagree? Is any tana that holds that chayiv of is min tahara? So Zok Tosfos, yes. Tosfos says right here, Basar behema Torah, b'chal behema Torah. Hu adin basar of l'rabanan, das min haTorah. Tosfos says mefurish that no, there is a rabanan, a phantom rabanan. The first part of the Mishnah, it's strange. Tosfos says l'chori the Mishnah should start with Rabbi Akiva. If we have a stama and then we have Rabbi Akiva, that means l'chori the first part of the Mishnah is disagreeing. The first part of the Mishnah is the rabanan holds that basar of b'chal is asim min haTorah. That's not how we pass. We usually presume it's only drabanan. But not only that, Tosfos says that we hold halacha l'maisa v'dos rabanan. Where does Tosfos say before we hold like the rabanan that hold that chayiv of ar min haTorah? I don't know, where's Tosfos? Jeremy's in the right place. Turning back. Kuf dalet amud beis. Zok Tosfos by Idra. Tosfos goes to the issue of eating meat and after milk. Zok Tosfos, five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom. They hold their maker like Idra because they hold that Bisar of Bechal is Lav Zareisa, but we don't hold that way. We hold Bisar of Bechal is Zareisa. So those two things. First of all, the Vayatos invent the Rabbanon, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah at all, and they pass like the Rabbanon. Bukhar, you can argue both ways. You can invent the Rabbanon and not hold at them, or you can not even invent them. But the Rush here points out that no, if you invent the Rabbanon, you're going to hold at them. Why? Well, the Rif does that, because if you would invent, the Rashba says that's not in the Rif. The Rif has to hold this no Rabbanon, because if you invent the Rabbanon, you have to hold it, because it's halacha is going to Rabbanon against Rebbe Akiva. That's why the Rif, the Rash says, the Rif quotes this Mishnah in its entirety. he holds close to Rechiva and the Reisha. If he was the Rif only posts halacha l'maisi, he's not going to quote two opinions in the Tanaim. If after he posts the whole Mishnah, means he's saying it's only the opinion of Rabbi Yechiva, not the Rabbanon. Because if the Rif held it as the Rabbanon, he'd have to pass it like the Rabbanon. So the Rif outdoes Tosas in both ways. He says there's no Rabbanon, therefore we don't pass it that way. But Tosas says there is a Rabbanon, we hold that way. Who else says like Tosas there's a Rabbanon? Sorry? Before the Sefetter, way before the Sefetter, the most fundamental Rebbe of all of Israel, Rashi. Rashi Afanar, Rashi right here. What does Rashi say? On the Mishnah. Rashi says in the Mishnah right before, Eino over Olav, Eino over Olav below Saseh, Zach Rashi, Hebrew for Lotz Trich, Dalo Olav Darais, Ela Diyuta Diyuwa Itzrich. We need the Diyuk. Lamedach Mino, we need to be Medayak from this Mishnah, Ha'ochel Ov B'cholov Over. Wafutim Yid Rabbi Tiva Dam Rabbi Prat Lothos. This Mishnah says the Gemara is coming Lafutim Rabbi Tiva. What do you mean Lafutim Rabbi Tiva? If there's no other Tana, what do you mean Lafutim Rabbi Tiva? Obviously, you hold there's another Tana that is Lafute. I mean, the Gemara says a similar thing. The Gemara says this Mishnah sounds like does not like Rabbi Tiva, but sounding like not Rabbi Tiva does not mean we're inventing a Tana. Rashi says Lafute. Lafute means we're inventing a Tana, not like Rabbi Tiva. Zach the Prima Dadman is beautiful to say for Rosh Yosef. You see from Rashi two things also. Rashi invents the Rabbanu because Rashi says Lafute Rabbi Tiva, which is a Tana that disagrees. Not only that, Rashi also passes like the Rabbanu. Just the Gemara here says that we could be Miyashev the Mishnah according to Rabbi Tiva. Rashi says Lafuti Rabbi Tiva, which means Rashi holds there's Rabbanan, we hold like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Tiva. Is that Prima Donna's Raya Dud Raya?
No.
Or not? Why not?
Because it would just be this Mishnah that he's holding. Like he's saying that this Mishnah itself goes against Rabbi Kiva.
But the Gemara answers that already. The Gemara answers
says incorrect.
The Gemara says incorrect.
Rashi's on the Mishnah.
Oh, so yeah. So notice what you mean is, what you mean is, in the last line, Kali Rashi, most people do not know about this, the end of Maseches Brachos. Yeshua's doing Brachos this year. In the end of Maseches Brachos, they're Tkalim from Rashi. Tkali Hashas and Tkalim from Rashi. In Tkali Rashi, Rabbi Shai Pichas Ha'ara. In the Tkali, it's a good marmakam to have. Rashi, in the Tkalim, which is like, there's like 10 Tkalim from Rashi, and Rabbi Shai Pichas Ha'ara, in one of the Tkalim from Rashi, quotes from Tosas Yontif that says, Derek Rashi, Barim Thomas, Lefarish Mishnah, Chesalta, that we explain the Mishnah is like the Havamin, and we know this Tkal. Rashi explains Mishnah is like the push-up shot like a Havina the Gemara before we get to the Mastona. So it could be Rashi is only explaining like you're saying. The Gemara has a Havina, this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Tiva. Even though we come out with Mastona, the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Tiva. Rashi is explaining the Havina, not like Rabbi Tiva, perhaps. Rashi does do that occasionally. How did I know this? Once I was learning in the library, going through the studio a few years ago, and it bothered me. Is there a Rai from this Rashi not like Tosus or not. It's Pirud Adam Rai. This is Rai Al-Halacha from Rashi. And I was trying to think back and forth. So I knew this Pala that just in general, that sometimes Rashi writes things in Mishnayos just to explain the Pashup in the Mishnah without saying that's true Mastana, even though Rashi doesn't hold that way in Mastana. And all of a sudden, who walks into the library? Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, so I got the courage to speak to Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, who people consider scary. I asked him, did he see this Pala anywhere? This idea that Rashi writes things in the Mishnayos which are not necessarily Mastana. He says he doesn't remember seeing it. You know, why don't you check the column? The Sfarim that wrote Kalam on Rashi. That's a great idea, Taka. So he turns to the Kali Rashi in the back, and there it was. Niva Vlay the Meshaniba. Taka's there. Rabbi Shai picked in the Ha'ara to the Kalam. It's a great Marmakam. It's tiny letters. No one ever heard of the Kali Rashi. The back there is Rabbi Shai picked Taka says it. This idea from Tos Yontif that Rashi's not passing that way. He's just explaining the mission this way. Not only does Rashi say it's not only a Diyuk, where else does Rashi say it's Mifurush? Kuf Dimlam and Aleph. The Dreh Al-Khana for Kalab Asr Bechina. Rashi says Mifurush and Kuf Dimlam and Beis. The very first Rashi in our parak. If Chayiv Of is Ben HaTorah or not. What's Machlokes Tanaim? According to Ari Dirsh in the Mishnah, we only have Rabbi Tiva. Rashi understands like Tosus again, Mefurish, that there's Rabbi Tiva and the anti-Rabbi Tiva. There's Rabbanon against Rabbi Tiva, Machlokes Tanaim. No, so the Gemara is only saying, L'chor, it's a Raya from this Mishnah. The Gemara is saying that having it, maybe this Mishnah is against Rabbi Tiva. And which would be actually the stronger Rabbi Tiva. Oh, so that's L'chor, not a Raya. Meaning, that could be like the Rif says. The Rif talk of changes. So there's another Rabbanon. That could mean the Gemara in the Havamina is trying to say, maybe, is that true? Is there a Dea Choletis? But the Gemara comes along Stana that it's not true, L'chor.
L'chor.
Right, L'chor. So the Rif has to deal with that. The Rif is going to pass from L'chor. There's no Rabbanon. Meaning, the Rabbanon there could have been a foil. Could have just saying the non-Rabbi Tiva approach. B'luch Ora, Tosus and Rashi are definitely Slayed Mati saying that there's a Rabbanon, Machlokes and Rabbanon and Rabbi Tiva. Tosus even goes so far as to pass on the Rabbanon. Rashi were not true, but Tosus definitely passed on the Rabbanon. But Halacha Maaseh, we presume that Of and Chaya are only Midei Rabbanon. Okay. Here. I don't know. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. So you can try. I just didn't understand.
Could you explain the idea of the I guess why you had like three drachma of like what was it? It was